We're back at the half. It's the First Comp halftime show, and it's time for a visit with your university president, J.B. Milliken, president of the University of Nebraska. And, well, first of all, you know, as a guy who worked in North Carolina for a few years, you're pretty happy about Appalachian State today, aren't you?
I am. I am very happy about App State. They've labored long in the fields. They won the national championship last year in 2A, and to come in and knock off Michigan has just got to be turning that part of North Carolina upside down.
Now, there's a lot of players out there. People forget, but North Carolina in the last 10 years has become a little bit of a hotbed for recruiting.
Yeah,
they got
Julius
players.
Peppers.
I mean, yeah,
they've got some great players. Fun. Best linebacker, except for Nebraska players of all time, that's come out of there.
Yeah, nice save.
Yeah, thank you.
Let's talk a little bit first, JB, about what's going on. You know, there's a lot of focus on the Lincoln campus, but you've got a lot going on from border to border.
There's a lot of excitement, obviously. First week of classes, seeing students back on the campus here in Lincoln across the state. Enrollment looks very positive in Lincoln especially. I mean, we're bursting at the seams. It's a good problem to have. We're finding places for kids to be, but, you know, we want more kids in Nebraska going to college, so this is a great problem to have. And one of the especially fine points on this, I think, is over on the East Campus in the agriculture college, where we're seeing enrollment grow up for the first time in a while, and it really reflects an effort by people across the state and on the campus to focus on enrollments.
We're in the news a little bit these days with the state fair going on. I know Harvey is part of the Vision 2015 group, and you guys are very interested in not only the long-term success of the university, but the long-term success of the state fair. And there's some opportunity for the state fair, not just where it is right now, but elsewhere. Talk about the research corridor that Harvey has a vision for that utilizes the state fairground.
Well, first of all, I'd say I told Harvey, I read his speech, and I didn't think it was all that exciting, so I was a little surprised at all the fuss. I'm kidding, of course. But, he hasn't said anything that he hasn't said before or that any of us have said. Look, I think we can all agree the state fair is a great institution. We love it. The University of Nebraska is a great institution. We all love it. Okay, let's move on from there. And ultimately, we're going to make a decision. The state's policymakers are going to make a decision on what's best for the state of Nebraska. It isn't what's best for the state fair or what's best for the university. What's best for the state? And I hope there are many Nebraskans who weigh in on this, and ultimately the legislature and the governor will make a decision about that.
And ultimately, research is what will be the great lifeblood of any great school, great university. The greatest universities today are great research universities, and that's what we're trying to do. Prem Paul and his group have developed a wonderful national recruiting ability for research funds. Now you got to plug them in somewhere.
Oh, absolutely. Last week, Prem announced that another $10 million grant in biology for UNL. That's just fabulous. We're 27th in the nation among public universities with over $350 million in R&D every year. That's a fabulous success record. And now we need to leverage that for the good of the state of Nebraska, for the economy of the state of Nebraska. And one of the things I've been talking about since I came back from North Carolina 3 years ago to Nebraska was we need to do this kind of space around our campuses where they're private public activity that contributes to the economy in the state. They've been very successful with it in some other places, particularly in North Carolina. And now we're looking at each of our campuses, not just UNL, but at UNO, for instance. We just acquired 70 acres around that campus to expand. And the Scott Technology Center, the Peter Kiewit Institute, I mean, we only need to look up the road 50 miles to see where we've had great success developing space next to the campus. So whether it's State Fair Park or not, UNL needs to have space around it for this kind of public-private activity that'll generate economic success.
And it's about location, location, location. You talked about that. Where the Kiewit Center is, you've got a location right adjacent to the main UNO campus, and that's really the driving influence around the State Fair Park area.
Well, I think that's right. I mean, in there we had the Exarban Park, which was an institution and a very valuable institution in Omaha. But things changed there. Now it's the home of a very innovative program at the University of Nebraska with UNL and UNO colleges working together, private industry working with them. It's a great success, and we hope to emulate that at all four campuses.
Got about 30 seconds. Talk about some of your big picture ideas. What's your big goal, your big immediate vision right now?
Well, you know, the Board of Regents and the Chancellors, I've spent the last couple of years setting out a strategic plan and some metrics that we want to be measured on. We want to be the best university in this country in terms of how well we serve the people of the state. We want people to hold us accountable on that. How well do we educate students? How well do we prepare them for the workforce? What kind of record do we have on research growth? What kind of work are we doing in outreach? And so we invite people to hold us accountable for that. We think we're making great progress, and the University of Nebraska's future is very, very bright.
Well, JB, we're glad to have you with us each halftime during the football season. It'll be your university with President JB Milliken. Thanks for stopping by today. We'll see you next week.
Thanks a lot, Jim.